While waiting for Ellie, let's maybe just give a quick summary of what we've been doing. We're in a chapter, the first chapter of the actual Esther Shoenah Shel Tefillah. The first lashon he brings down is Bitzur from the Posuk Betzali Ekra Hashem. And he focuses a lot of attention on how a person needs to recognize that when he's Betzar, it's much easier to daven properly, to daven with mocheshek. It's very hard to ask somebody for a favor. Sometimes it's embarrassing. It's hard to ask somebody for a favor. When a person's in Torah, when his back's against the wall, then it's much easier to go to your neighbor and ask him for a favor. There's Eli. Boketov. So I was just summarizing for Shmuel what he missed. So he says, a person should see himself. How important it is for a person to see himself, Tomid Bitzah. Not meaning he's walking around catching and moaning and he's in Bitzah, but to recognize that Be'emes, Bitzah Gedayla. We're Bitzah Gedayla. Today you don't have to imagine. Today it's fairly obvious. That's a flop or shoot. So when a person's in Bitzah, so then he cries out to Hashem and he's more likely to be answered. The other, like for example, a kid comes and asks you for something, so you tell him no. Now, you might even be punishing him. You might be whatever. He did something wrong. Then you get a phone call from the hospital and the kid's in hospital. Hey, you run. The child comes to you screaming. Ah! And you drop what you're doing and you run to see what he's screaming about. That's it. The tamtzis hamoshel. The tamtzis hamoshel. So we did this last week. I said, we're going to go through this again on the Chav Tes paragraph Gimel. In the middle of Bitzu there, it says like this. There's a more important, this is Mo'od Chashuv. One of the principles in the world of Hashem's supervision of our lives, Hashgocha, the Afalga, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Roya Kol V'Yoydeh Kol HaMetzias. Hashem sees everything, he knows everything. There's nothing hidden from him. That's Poshut. Aval, and this is not the Poshut. Kach Siduhu, Yisburach, the way he set up his world, the way he conducts his world, because he can do whatever he wants. So he chose to run his world like this. It's ki'ilu, he doesn't see, we're using language here, because to use the words, but he doesn't see what they don't show him. What doesn't come before him, uloroe. What's not placed in front of him, what's not aroused in front of him, what's not, you don't grab his attention. Obviously, Hashem knows everything. He doesn't make a guess to that. We know that's in Lashon Hora, that's very true. Calls when a person doesn't speak Lashon Hora, so the Patrick hasn't got the shush to bring the veras that a person did in front of Hashem. The file is closed, you can't open that file. Hashem doesn't know what's in the file. Hashem knows what's in the file. But Hashem runs his world in such a way until there's a kitruk, Hashem doesn't open the file. Person speaks Lashon Hora, now they open up the file and everything comes flying out. We see that Hashem is magid, manig is oilab kazeh. Vazeh klal, kapoine lakama vakama pinus bashgoch, bidei la'amid yisot selim elokim v'bechira. We know that the tachlis, we've discussed this many times, the tachlis of the world, is because of the thought of Tzelem Elohim, Bechira Chofshi. Shem Ikim Ataras Briyas Ha'odnum Ha'kol Elomois, that thing called Tzelem Elohim, Bechira, those are the Ikim goal of the Briyas of Ha'odnum in all these worlds. Bechain Hu Gam Be'inyan Turosov Shel Ha'odnum, Shafilu Ima Adam Be'emes Betzora Gedoyla, even if a person's in terrible tzar, Avelim Einu Mefarish Tzorosa Lifnei Boire, he doesn't explain, he doesn't go and discuss this with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Haremidach Hashgachu Hu Kiilu Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Roi Ve'enu Shumeh. So Hashem doesn't. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in trouble. So Kviyochol Kviyochol, obviously, but that's how Hashem set up the world. We don't daven for rain; it doesn't rain. But Hashem doesn't know we need rain; he can't make it rain for sure. But that's the way he set up the world. So a person can be in terrible tzar. But if it doesn't go mefarish the tzar to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Kiilu Hashem says he doesn't make a ches to it. The way you explain it to Hashem, the way you put it on his table, that's how it looks in Shemayim. Now, this is earth-shattering news. I mean, I don't know if there's a lot of problems and kashas with this, but this is the emes. This is the way it is. He's screaming and moaning and he's putting all his toes up. That's what appears before Hashem. Kumo Avrachaman, Amitragesh umisoire me asoko is hayoites me pi bnoi, the point of me call a soko with the latziloi. Father comes to child, he's very busy, finalizing a deal or whatever. The kid comes, Abba, Abba, he's not now, come back in half an hour later. Kid goes out, 15 minutes later, there's blood curdling yells coming from the kitchen. The father doesn't say, listen, I'm in a meeting, come back in a few minutes. He drops what he's doing and he runs to see what the screams are about. That's the way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us. Okay. When these screams come before a Kodesh Baruch Hu and he hears someone screaming, save me, help. There's nothing that can prevent those tzakot coming to before Hashem, Kolot and Chazal, Mani Baba Metzir, Kol Asharim Noeli Chutz Mishar Oino V'Dima. All the gates are closed except the gates of suffering and tears. Moshul Abba Shekal Sol B'Nai, like we mentioned, waiting your basin. All this anger with his child, he throws him out the house. V'Avsho Shemaya Koyle B'Chutz Boicho Mitchanen. Eino Mitpayes B'Lach Lach Nisoy. He has the child whimpering outside. Although that doesn't help. He suddenly hears screams, wild screams coming from the sun. There's a lion here coming to gobble me up. So obviously, the marshal is partial. How that functions in the nimshul, we don't really understand. Well, that's the way Hashem set up the system. Nothing stands in the way of the tzakot and the tears and the screaming. His wife testified about it. His wife, the Reb Shimshon, wasn't just somebody who learned tefillah and taught tefillah. Reb Shimshon's tefillahs were world famous. His wife testified about him that when he got up to daven for something and he was crying or whatever, he was never not answered. He was always answered. There's stories about his tefillah that are Meirav Hayayim. But it was from this, from the crying, the tears, he was real with Abba. So he was like a little child screaming help from Abba. Vahagam. Okay, that we did last week. Let's take the next step. Vahagam shi ha-moshel ha-nizkar nochonu. This moshel that we brought, the father and the son, it's nachon. Aval amita sa'inyan adif lishtamesh v'moshel poshut yoter. But it's better to use a more poshut moshel. Moshel echad she'aviv reifa mumche lamachalot lev. His father is a big professor. He's an expert cardiologist, one of the big leading heart doctors. V'nei kore she'aben chola kashot beliboy. The son is very, very ill with a cardiological problem, serious cardiological problem. Because the shrecha v'vesal eres dovoy, she'ele chaveire. His friend says to him, he's lying in bed, mama, dying from this heart complaint. He says to him, I don't understand. His friend says to him, your father's a big, big mufla, a mumche in this particular area. This is his tchum. He's the big doctor in this area. How come he's not here to be healing you? Because my father's not here. He doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, and I never told him that I'm sick. Hashem shoma b'koili tienes as necho k'shuvois l'kol tachanunai. Hashem hears my voice. He pays attention. His ears pay attention to the voice of my pleadings. I'm not sure Arthur would have translated the pasuk like that, but I'm just translating it out. Popped into my head at the moment. I raise Xerus Akosu, Shakorish Bochum, Kshomayakivyochel, but Oznai, he hears with his ears. V'lo mishtamesh b'ruach hakodesh. Hashem doesn't use ruach hakodesh. V'im lo mesaprim lo k'viyochol she'en yodayit, like he doesn't know. K'viyochol, k'viyochol. Dinai zveis she'noiru ad ma'oid, v'dash k'ashgocha dvorim k'pshutim. U'bas kol yoitzis min ha'shamayim, minemes v'oimres lama eincho mesapel li esmash l'koiv l'cho, harai miyad. Why don't you tell me what's bothering you? I'll come straight away. When the father in the marshal, they're very posh and marshal, but when the father in the marshal, he has that his son's got a heart complaint, he's ill, his mama's dying from this heart complaint. The father, who's the biggest heart doctor in this particular tchum, finds out, he's even angry. Why don't you tell me? I would have come straight away. You didn't tell me. How am I supposed to know? That's how Hashem deals with us. Just tell me. I'll be there right away. That's very important to habituate ourselves in this area. That's the way that Goch is set up. Vehinei Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvos, Shecholek al Rambam, famous machlokes the Ramban with the Rambam. The Tefillah le the Mitzvos Aseh Deraisa Litpalel b'kol yom. Ramban holds that it's the Mitzvos Aseh Deraisa to daven every day. The Rambam holds that it's the Mitzvos Aseh Deraisa to daven every day. The Ramban holds. The Rabban holds is no mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. Halacha lemaisa is not going to make any difference. You'll see why now. And he continues like this: there the sifri dashens ula avdoi. Sifri learns there that's learning and that's tefillah. So there should be a derisive, we're learning out of a post, because that's a smachta. Oloyma shemiklal ha'avoyda shelil matmarisa v'nishpala lalav v'eis ha'tzorus v'tiyene v'einenu v'libo yalav k'eina avodim al yad adnoyen evkulu. Ein sham. He says, maybe that's possible. Either it's in a smachta, therefore it's not derisive, or that's only talking about when a person's mamash in tzorus. The bottom line is the Ramban holds not a mitzvah derisive to daven every day, But when you're in Torah, then it's a mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. Either the Rabbanan with an asmachta from the pasuk, but when you betzora, and that's how we paskin, when you betzora, then you have a mitzvah deraisa to daven. If you are chinuch, the mitzvah is tough lamed gimel, v'zeh l'shoyna. So the chinuch says like this, v'ulam, ein lanu betoyre b'zois ha-mitzvah zman kavua la-soy-soy. This mitzvah of tefillah, we don't have a kavua zman when to do it. If Nekain must speak him, Rabbi Seinu Be'inyan. Sorry, Shekain must sapkin, Rabbi Seinu Be'inyan. Rambam Zal Kosu Bechibura Agodul, the mitzvah lepel b'kol yoyim, and Rambam Zal Tofes Alav. Bama Shatoyra Lord Sivisana lepel b'kol yoyim. He brings the machlekas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Vukim Safek Yoimish Hamitzvah lepalelu Zak lifnei Akel Baruchu Be'ez Torah. But for sure, Be'ez Torah, then a person has a mitzvah to cry out, to scream to Hashem. Ubesuf a mitzvah kosuv, v'noiges mitzvah zu b'kol mokom b'kol zman, v'zchorim u'b'nokeivois, v'oeval ze v'omad yom v'layle b'lo tefila klal, mitl ase ze k'das ha-rambam. The chinuch paskens like the Rambam, that a person goes a day and a night without davening, is mevatl mitzvah ase de reise shel tefila, u'mish etzalo v'lo kore l'Hashem isparach, lo yishiyoy. So practically, it doesn't make much difference. According to the Rambam, you have a mitzvah to daven anyway. According to the Rambam, you only have a mitzvah deraisa to daven when you're in tzar. So who's not in tzar every day? Anybody who goes through a day without, I mean, if you don't in tzar, maybe you don't have tzar, but your next door neighbor does. The guys down the road do. The guys in Gaza have. I mean, you've been to the hospitals. A person, there's tzar. Call your uncle. It's all been in Gaza. We've got tzar. So according to the Ramban, if you don't daven when you betzah, you mevatel this mitzvah deraisa. V'oinch begodol mo'od. Shu k'masi ha-shgoch ha-shem yisprach olof. It is messy. He pushes away the hashgocha. Why didn't you call your father? He's the heart doctor. When you tell me, yeah, well, I don't know ishtadis I could do. What was I supposed to do? What are you talking about? Your father's the lave doctor. Why didn't you call him? So too, yeah. You're telling you, you're pushing away the hashgocha of Hashem. Ad kan l'shen the chinuch. So haray. You see that he paskins, the chinuch paskins like the Ramban l'halocha. That means if you have no time, everything's cool. You've gone through the whole of Klal Yisrael, nothing bothering you. No sinemash gaveira, couldn't fit a bunch. You don't have to daven. But we both know that. We all know that's probably not going to happen. It's not happening. We have a chiyuv to daven when we didn't start. Certainly the yochid, he's got problems, he's got issues. You have to bring it to our Kodesh Baruch. Basically, our kind halacha noir lemaisa. Yeah, there's another halacha that we have to mention. Halacha lemaisa. The kol aimus diri la'adam is the inyan shel Torah. Comes out that any time that it happens to a person that he has some kind of Torah, he's in Torah. He has a Torah, whatever. He gets a phone call, he does. He's a Torah, whatever that means. I don't know what the getter of Torah is, but whatever the Torah is, any Torah, at that moment, he can't say, oh, well, when Esra is coming, I'll do it tomorrow, whatever. No, no, he has a mitzvah, the rice or tefillah now. What's the nafka mina lamaisa? He's going to be davening mincha, ma'ariv, shachris. So he's got a Torah. So when he gets to mincha, he's davening shachris. He gets to mincha, he'll daven. He's got a Torah. He's a mitzvah deraisa now to daven. He'll daven. So what's the loch la'maisa? Good mishpah kvayt perel b'boke. Va'akachach b'dach el sokov. And he's davening lo is a Torah. He's davening shachris. On the way from shachris to the office or to the base midrash, comes upon him a certain Torah. Kagon ka'ev godol. While he's walking home, whatever, his ankle starts hurting, he gets a headache, whatever. Yes, he has a pink pain. Or ikuv b'aynena chashuvim lo ma'od. Sorry, ikuv b'inyonov ha'chashuvim lo ma'od. He's got an urgent meeting, whatever, he can't get hold of the guy, he can't get a text. Well, who's but for it? Lo mashaneh what the story is. Harei shnitzah saramban, sheviyu achinuch la'alocha. So now what does he do? He's already davened shachris. He's got mincha later. He's got a Torah now. So he gets to mincha. He has a mitzvah deraisa, he'll daven. According to the Ramban, nischat shelo berege zeh mitzvah v'chiyuv me'atoyres shel tefillah machmashi achshav eis Torah. At this moment now, there's a new mitzvah deraisa that just fell on him. A mitzvah to daven. When you betzar, he's betzar. There's a mitzvah deraisa to daven now. Amram neshitzah sa Ramban, kva yotzi dechoy vaso b'mashin palel kva bo isayoy. According to the Rambam, he's already davened. He was going to the mitzvah of davening. He davened shachri. He's going to the mitzvah of the raisa to daven. Aval Ramban nischayv mi the raisa l'palel al kolponim tefila katzora. According to the Ramban, min ha-toyri has to make a short tefila, yeah, at least a short tefila. But tzarech in bedin zeh ledas mal wa shir sheteh nikras tefora. What exactly the shir is that generates this mitzvah of the raisa. You get a little twitch in your shoulder. That's called a Torah. Well, what's called a Torah? You have to also pay sek mazeh bityuk, the shear of Torah that activates this Ramban's key of the Raisa Lit Palel. The Das HaRamban. Okay, that's an interesting question. But whatever's called a Torah, whatever the definition, whatever the shear, how much Torah you need, a revius, a kazaisa, whatever the shear of Torah is, person has a Torah, something a Torah comes upon him. He's now activated a mitzvah sase deraisa, according to the Rabban, and the Chinuch Paskans like the Ramban. You want to tie it according to the Rabban Madamad already today. Tomorrow, think about tomorrow. According to the Ramban, you have to daven now. I'm not sure if you have to daven actually now, but you now have a mitzvah deraisa to daven. Well, mach mitzvah the mitzvahs, let's do it straight away. As soon as you can, you should say at least a tefillah katora now and ask for help in that tzar. You're about another Jewish tzar, you have some news, whatever, you have the sirens going in the next city. Tzarech, yesh po mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah deraisa to daven, nifla v'noira. I want to add you a little bit. When the son's sick and his father's the big doctor, he doesn't call his father the big doctor because his father's a good doctor. Because there's a mitzvah of refuah. He calls his father because he's in Torah. He doesn't want to die from a heart attack. So he calls his father to come and help him. Avada the Ramban says, a mitzvah deraisa. When a person's in tzar, we need to activate inside ourselves as well. Avada it's a mitzvah deraisa. But why are you screaming out to Hashem? Because I'm in Torah and I can't get help anywhere else. I need help. It's a shtika lo lishmo, but the lo lishmo here is the lishmo. I've got a problem and I know that the only person can help me is Hashem. And I need his help. So I'm screaming out to him. I'm not thinking about him in Mukhun Muzuman. I'm in trouble and I need help now. And you call the cops because they're breaking into your house, not doing it because of Ushma Timod on Afsaikh. You're doing it because you're terrified, you've got problems. And you know that you have to scream out for help. just adding that in parentheses here. But at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mesaprim al Rav Mibrisk, Marana Grizatzal, Shayu, Nefalti Mipiv Tfilois, Gamba Emse Dibura Imanoshim. In the middle of talking to people, he would suddenly throw in words of Tfila. Gaya Maralge Bapumia, Yushuoscha Kivisi Hashem. What was his Tfila? Yushuoscha Kivisi Hashem. Yushuoscha Kivisi Hashem. You explain that he was so dovok in Hashem, he was so close to Hashem all the time that he was always mavakesh betvila. Always mavakesh betvila. So I forgot that's for sure true. The Prisperov was more, his Yerushalayim was no revayoy. Amnam nirush yesh kan od yesod bezeh. Seems to note by the Prisperov son. It reaches to the family, to the hanhogas, to the conduct there. So Avada, he was very close to Hashem, and therefore he was regolim. He was tomid levakesh betvila. But he says there's another aspect here that he thinks. Shumi roiv di kdukoi b'mitzvos chashash b'kol eis l'shitas haramban shechayin betvila b'eis tzorah. The Brit Karov ran his life according to Halacha. He himself said he didn't move a finger unless he'd gone through Shulchan Aruch. So the Brit Karov knows there's a mitzvah the raisa all the time. He calls man, yesh mitzvah the raisa l'itpalel when you betzora. So be'emes, kashnam od limdod ashiu b'zeh b'deraisa ma'anik ratzora. And as we mentioned, it's very hard to measure exactly what is called the tzora that mechayves the mitzvah the raisa. U'lechein maron ha-rav zal, kashve soich in ployni, yotzarich you're talking to somebody, has to give him a good eitzer. The enormous achrayas he felt not to move a millimeter from the truth. By him, by the Brit Karov, that's an eitz tzora. So now I have a how was he talking to you? You're asking me an eitzah. I feel terrible echras to be able to help you and give you the correct Torah when I'm thinking how I and ever. For me, that's a nice Torah. Bon again. I'm talking about it's not the Brit Karov. As the minute you feel you have a nice Torah, so it's activated now, this mitzvah deraisa to lead palel. The Shoshra Yvisi Hashem. You ain't see the deraisa. All the time, you ain't see the deraisa because there was always the sense of tzar and the need to be lead palel, deraisa for every tzar. Even if you can't apply this to the Brit Karov, he said it's not mafurish. No one said, but if even if it's not the hanhoga that was the hanhoga of the Brit Karov, but nevertheless the concept itself is in and of its own it's true. Nifla. Every Torah, a person has to make a tefillah deraisa. How many times we walk around the day? There were 30,000 mitzvahs. I said deraisa yesterday and I didn't even think to daven. You know? Takes a bit of practice to become murgal in these concepts. Because I'm going to rely on something here. We read in the Hagdama. In the Hagdama, he said we shouldn't learn too fast. Bamaya, he said, when you learn things too quickly, because these are such nice things and they confess and quickly move on. He said, person has to learn very slowly and absorb it. And two big yesoidas here we've learned here. Big yesoidas we've learned here. And said, maybe to stop and not go forward and pick up more information. The first is that nothing comes to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing comes in front of Hashem that he can deal with it, that he can be mashgiach on us if we don't put it on his table. The person has to go to Hashem and explain to him what's going on. Whether it's tzakot, explanation, masbir, the more details you make, the better it is. That's number one. And number two is this Ramban. It calls man that a person's betorah, there's a chiv to talk to Hashem about it. Chiv the raiser to go to Hashem and explain to him the Torah. And we also said that even if you didn't have a chiyuv, but which idiot wouldn't go and call his father, who's the heart doctor, when he has a heart complaint? person's got problems. So then Taolech la Rofe Achitov. Who's the Rofe Achitov? Is the Bainu Shalaylam. Not just Rofe, any problem. If your phone's ringing, you pick it up, you see that it's your bank manager. He's not phoning to tell you that the money's arrived, you can come fetch it. That's usually not why they call you. They usually call you when they want something from you. So that's an ace Torah. You get a registered letter from Mas Hachnasa. Before you open it, there's an ace Torah. There's a check there. They're giving you Hechz a Mas, but you don't know that. When you open up there, before you open the letter, there's ace Torah. There's a Hilta Raisa to Dava. We're not trained to function or to think like that. We have to wait for things to really get bad before we start screaming. The person has to learn to quietly scream all the time. Okay, those are the two Yotsoidas, Ma'odmot Hashuv Yotsoidas. And we'll see it. Mitz Hashem, we'll see how important this is. And Mitz Hashem, we'll build on it. But that's the beginnings of understanding Lamaisa. What we saw up to now were Hagdomas, were Eitzes. About what we took away here is two very important exercises that a person has to do. Is first of all, remember, you better explain this to Hashem. It can be during Shmoneh Esrei. It can be, I mean, a lot of our Shmoneh Esrei is doing that. It can be during Shmoneh Esrei. It can be when you say Lokayna Shom. It can be there. It can be on the rest of the day. You're walking somewhere. You're driving somewhere. You're sitting quietly. You don't have cheshek to learn right now. You're sitting in front of your Gemara of his gate. A good time to explain to Hashem what the problems are, because until you do that in Ankin Ayah, the kasha is on that. I'm not saying not, but according to what he said, yeah. And also to remember that every ace Torah comes with a mitzvah deraisa, at least kivisa shem, something to at least say some filler, not to be mevatel the mitzvah deraisa. Okay, Eli, you I'll see a bit later because I've just been told that I'm going to be in Beit Shemesh for Shabbos, so it's a last minute thing. So mitzvah shem, I'll see you a bit later. That'll be a simcha. I don't know if I'll bump into you, but anyway, have a good Shabbos. We'll see everybody on Sunday.
Okay. Good job. Thank you. Cool.